Hi, I'm Mike Smith from Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 2, Episode 2, Heavy is the Head, written by Paul Zibizewski and directed by Jesse Bochco. It's nice to see Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. settling into being a better, more improved show. Heavy is the Head continues the solid, confident tone established in last week's season premiere. We pick up right where we left off, with Hartley and Idaho dead after Crusher Creel's attack, with Lance Hunter being the only survivor. More than anything else, this episode served as a real introduction for both Hunter and Mac, and I gotta say, I really like them. Hunter and Mac bring an added sense of charisma and personality to a show that was often lacking those qualities last season, and their inclusion on the team is helping the show out tremendously. Hunter is emerging as someone we're not sure if we can trust. He sells out Coulson to Talbot early on, then, in a twist, tells Coulson about it to warn him, and then, double twist, he knocks out May, Sky, and Triplet while they're on their mission to take out Creel, and then, triple twist, Coulson keeps him on anyway. Hunter is a mercenary, and it likely won't always be clear whose side he's on. Think Jane from Firefly, but with a British accent. But the most compelling stuff this episode came in the form of Fitz. While I found his story slightly irritating last week, now that we know Simmons is a hallucination, it paints his scenes in a whole new light. The bonding he does with Mac both helps us get a little more familiar with Mac and gives Fitz what he really needs right now, someone to support him. I also like that there are some bitter feelings from the rest of the crew that Simmons left. Sky saying she abandoned all of us shows that things won't be solved so easily when Simmons inevitably returns. The big developments in this episode came in the form of Reyna, who returns tonight in grand fashion, having a great confrontation with Creel and a very entertaining scene with Coulson, before the big reveal at the end featuring her, Sky's father, played by Kyle MacLachlan, and the obelisk. For some reason, Reyna can touch the obelisk and not die, which is intriguing, and the reveal of Sky's father was a great tease for what's sure to be a big part of the upcoming season. But you know what I liked most about Heavy as the Head? It was the small character stuff. The stuff like Faux Simmons being attracted to Mac, the joke Sky has about Creel being able to change any part of his body, Coulson not being great at yoga. Joss Whedon's shows have always excelled at using humor to help establish their characters, and while Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has had funny moments in the past, it feels like it's really starting to embrace its Whedon-esque roots. And I'd like to make a special mention of one scene in particular. Last week, I mentioned that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't really have a distinctive visual style, probably a byproduct of being an ABC procedural and trying to fit into an established movie universe. But the one scene where Hunter takes a shot at Creel, and the camera follows the bullet in slow-mo only for it to deflect off of Creel's head as it changes to metal, was very cool. That's more in line with what I'd like to see, and I hope the show does some more fun stuff like that in the future. Finally, the post-credit scene this week was more of a fun one than an ominous one. Coulson and Talbot have a standoff where Coulson gives the military Creel in exchange for getting off their backs. While I'm sure Talbot will still be a nuisance in the future, the scene of Coulson revealing his cloaked chips was very funny and a nice capper to the episode. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review on YouTube or Dailymotion, please subscribe to our channel, like, and comment in the video below. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, true believers.